It's Friday, so it's time for StoryCorps. Pamela McKinney dreamed that she'd grow up, get married, and have kids, but it didn't quite work out that way. She wound up raising her daughter, Courtney, on her own.
So what do you remember of a story I tell you about your dad?
That his name was Charles, and he was white, and you guys had a brief relationship, and it didn't work out. And I just really distinctly remember not believing it.
Courtney was right to be suspicious. When she was 16, she learned that her mom had actually conceived through an anonymous sperm donation. 10 years later, Courtney discovered through an online DNA test that she had a half-sister, Alexandra Sanchez.
So I messaged you, and I was like, any chance that you had a donor as a father?
When I got your message, I just started crying. And hearing your voice for the first time was amazing, to say the least. I always wish for siblings. That's the one thing I always dreamt of. And so when we actually met for the very first time, when you ran up and hugged me, just the feeling, the intense feelings inside, I just knew.
We went to go have lunch. And remember, there was like these two guys sitting next to our table, totally eavesdropping. I swear one of them even like pushed his chair over so he could hear us.
I remember thinking, this is the first time I get to have a beer with my sister. I grew up thinking that I looked exactly like my mother until I met you. I remember us looking at each other and saying, oh, you have freckles.
Yeah.
And of course, the smile and the way our chins curve. I remember getting in the car and my husband said, I have a sister-in-law. And I was thinking, could this all be true?
I just look forward to learning how to be a sister. It's such a weird thing to do at 28 years old.
It's something we both have a learning to do in. We didn't get to grow up together, but we will get to grow old together.
Alexandra Sanchez and her sister Courtney McKinney, their StoryCorps interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress.